The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
So you played hard to get for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's me. I convinced myself the hair was going to come back.
Right. Well,
and,
I mean,
you know what? Hey, this peacock can't get tied down to one other bird. Okay?
Right, naturally, because you were that's when you were speaking with your North Jersey Italian accent.
That's right.
And Steve.
A track in the woods.
Yeah.
You know?
It's got to have a cool name, too.
How do you think it would
I'd say Hell Track, but obviously it's taken by the movie Rat.
I'll put that in the poll.
I don't even type it, because I got a new name. Zach Track.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's it, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's got to be.
I put it on the poll, and the responses are yes and yes.
Now, here they are, two guys who are living in style, Steve and Kyle.
Live from the future home of the Zach Track.
Oh,
that's a great name.
That got brought up to Annette. For the very first time.
Oh, yeah.
On
yeah,
Sunday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Guys came over and very generous and gave a nice gift to read. Thank you for whatever that gift was.
You know, the thing with the whatchamacallit on it.
And I don't know how the conversation turned, but as is wont to do, it did.
Mm-hmm.
And just sitting there minding her own business, a real JFK in this situation. Annette overheard talk of the new RC car track going mm-hmm. In your backyard.
It's funny how in this situation, a real JFK scenario to you is a bad thing. But
No, never said it was bad. She was just caught off guard. Like, she didn't see that the magic bullet that was the RC track.
Just bing, bing, bing.
Bouncing off mirrors and walls and... You know, you've been in my garage. You helped me replace that door a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know how it
that
gets.
That was 17, 18 maybe.
Real bouncy.
Yeah.
Real bouncy. So, mm-hmm. yeah, she was caught off guard with the revelation that we had even remotely discussed the idea
mm-hmm.
of digging trenches in your backyard.
Yeah.
And calling it an RC car track.
Mm-hmm.
But here, I thought a little bit more about this, so I'm glad you brought it up. Not even sure you brought it up.
Probably didn't. It's all right, though.
I want it so that it's essentially a one-lane track,
mm-hmm.
but the walls are almost like, degrees of a half pipe, but rounded. So
okay.
If I want to pass...
So like a berm.
Yeah. So if I want to pass, I got to go inside. You know what
so
I mean?
So it's like in Daytona, if you want to pass on the outside, you're going to be about three stories up in the air.
If you want to go too wide...
Yeah.
Just know you're going to be swapping RC car paint.
Right, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. What was that movie?
Days of Thunder?
Days of Thunder, yeah.
With Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle.
And
driving the mellow yellow car.
Yep. That was 19. Man.
Mm.
Tom Cruise's heyday, right? He went
Top
Gun.
I don't
Top
know.
Gun
Some
was...
would say that like the 9 Mission Impossibles he's been in. But if you ask me,
yeah,
it's Top Gun... Days of Thunder. Those are 1 and 1A.
They're both. I actually prefer Days of Thunder.
Really?
Over Top Gun. Okay. I mean, I'm not a big airplane guy. So, Top Gun, of course, I'm not a big race car guy. So, I don't know why that matters.
I was going to say.
You see me coming over here.
As opposed to all the times that you're wearing your NASCAR t-shirts when you come over here.
4 years separated, Top Gun and Days of Thunder.
What came out first?
Days of
Top
Gun.
Top Gun,
Top Gun
right?
was 1986, yeah.
Okay.
And Days of Thunder was 1990. And boy, does that movie ever scream 1990.
Who's in that?
Oh, that is... I feel I'm embarrassed now because I remember there's the...
I can picture the his
Nicole Kidman. I'm pretty sure that's where he had met Nicole Kidman.
Okay. Who's his crew chief?
Robert Duvall.
That's who it is. Yeah, I can picture him.
Randy Quaid appearance.
Who's Randy Quaid play in that? I don't remember him at all.
Tim DeLonde. I don't remember that.
That does
Carrie Elwes. That was, I mean, years after The Princess Bride, but still.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Rooker.
Mm-hmm.
John C. Reilly. That, oh, man, I'm taking right those racing sequences for 1990.
Fantastic.
Just outstanding. Like, the idea that even back then, like, NASCAR was never small business, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe in the 50s, whatever. Like, way early on when they were, if they were racing dirt
when they were,
tracks
like,
under
riding on the beach or whatever.
So this idea that Tom Cruise and Robert Duvall were working on his NASCAR vehicle in a like a barn.
Yeah.
And they're like covering it with a tarp at night so it doesn't get rained on. It's
right.
Ridiculous then and silly now to even think that it was an option.
Yeah, now it's like they're basically built in operating rooms.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
in a medical suite.
Yeah, and then they all have to get like scanned under a, you know, a system that terrorists don't even have to undergo to detect if they're carrying bombs to make sure they're not like a quarter of a degree different than the car next to it. But yeah, sure.
Which
Robert
to me
Duvall
is like,
was shouting for a 9/16, you know, across the barn on the farm.
Yeah, NASCAR is no fun, man. I want to run what you brung type race where you can put any engine in it. You can have any body shape you want. Just show up on race day. As long as you got like, you know, a 5-point harness and a helmet, you're good. Just race whatever you want. Then I'd watch it. But every car is exactly the same.
Yeah. It's a Chevrolet in letters only. On
right.
The front.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
really?
Not a Chevrolet.
Oh, yeah. That's a Camry. Oh, yeah, it looks just like it. That's weird. It looks just like the Mustang.
Go to your local Toyota dealer. Say, I want whatever, you know, I don't know who a racer is anymore.
Yeah.
One of the Bush brothers. Give me whatever one of the Bush brothers is driving at Talladega this weekend. They're going to laugh at you because that's the dumbest thing ever.
Right.
It's a name sponsorship for no reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than, you know, they have their names on the front of cars. And they say, hey, a Toyota one. Did it?
Nah.
Did it really?
Not really.
Or did that? I mean... That just, is there anybody going to work on Monday? Yeah, you see that? Told you Toyota do it. Like, there's a real NASCAR rivalry between Toyota Camry driver with a car seat in the back.
Yeah, and like Ford, I don't know, Thunderbird driver.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Is F1 that way? No, I'm not. I used to watch NASCAR. I mean, this was... When NASCAR really broke through, right? Mm-hmm. When was that? Probably early 2000s, late 90s? Never once been intrigued by F1.
Mm-hmm.
But I know those are all brand name cars too. McLaren, Mercedes-Benz, Lamborghini or Ferrari, whatever. But they all look the exact same to me too, don't they?
Exactly.
Is it the same principle? I mean, again.
I don't know. Do they have different engines or is it all the same?
Well, you know
idea.
You know what this calls for?
Sounds like a poll.
Well, we're going to need to get a race car expert.
Oh, good.
Because we've got all these questions and then you and I can just promptly fall asleep when we realize we don't even
care. Well, we're going to be speaking to somebody in a little bit. Why don't you send him a follow-up message and say, P.S., do you know anything about NASCAR?
Oh, yeah.
Two birds with one stone.
See if maybe he can
double
the fun for
us. Let's just knock this out all at once.
But yeah, you joined us last Sunday for a very... For a little get-together for returning three.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm guessing, though, after it was referenced offhand, the RC car track was not discussed any further that evening or since.
No.
I mean, that feels like a real go-ahead to me.
To build?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, to break ground. That's what I thought. I mean, if she really didn't want it done, she would have said, hey, you... Don't you build that track.
She's going to be really embarrassed that she didn't like get excited early when she looks out and we're racing under the lights like you, me, and like eight bros.
Yeah. And there's somebody waving a checkered flag.
Yeah, sitting on like wood benches that we made out of out of some trees we had to cut down
to
make
room
for the track.
Of course, yeah. Ugh, it's going to be nice.
I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait.
So speaking of when we all gathered at your house a couple of two weekends ago, had the first encounter that I've had in quite a while with Brother Robert.
Oh, that's right. Usually a sight for sore eyes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys hugged and conversed heavily,
you know,
about the goings-on.
I had my guard up the whole time because I figured he was going to come out swinging. So I was in my fighting Irish stance
right from
the moment I saw him,
yep,
just waiting. And his first haymaker thrown was, "Hey, Steve, you still doing that podcast?" "Yes, Robert. Yes, I do still do that podcast."
Which again, very important to clarify. He knows full well. Talk to my brother every day.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
He was aware.
Yeah.
So he knew what he was doing when he even asked you that. So
I said, "Okay, shots fired. Shots fired." But then the unthinkable happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Robert and I found common ground.
Oh, really?
We did. We had...
What important topic was finally able to bridge the gap?
You know, I'm going to say it was... Yeah, I'll say it. We had an enjoyable conversation, at least from this side. I don't know how much he would agree with that.
And it wasn't even, you know, the solstice season. Mm-mm. Where, you know, obviously everybody knows that it's a time for coming together.
Yeah,
right now, though, it's still the time for...
Separation.
Tearing apart.
Yeah, exactly. At least until mid-November.
Right. Right. By the way, apologies for the direct interruption here, but I've had people mention like the hot take summer. It's like a late hot take summer. Mm-hmm. No, I know it was mentioned offhand, but it's important for everybody out there to remember. Steve and I decided that hot take summer, in the same theme of rolling decades and mm-hmm. Steve being in his late 30s, that hot take summer this year is in fact until Thanksgiving.
Mm.
So yeah, that was your call, I believe.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
So, everybody lay off. If I release a hot take and call it hot take summer, it's because we're still in hot take summer. I just defer to the arbiter, Steve, who has made this decision.
Yeah. And look, it could change at any time.
And if there's one thing I am, it's a respecter of decisions.
At any moment, though, I could say, you know, something, hot take summer's over.
Because,
and you just have to you just have to take it.
Well, it's because we're all waiting because you declared the end. I think this came up when I was asking if you're going to partake this year, and you said, yeah, at the end, and you said it was going to be Thanksgiving. So, I mean, I respect that. Again, the non-biased arbiter over there making these decisions. So, by Thanksgiving, I'm going to need you to release...
My first hot take of the summer?
Your first hot take and last hot take of hot take summer.
Maybe I'll slip a couple in.
2021.
Two, three, four, maybe. I don't know, rapid tweeting.
So, everybody stay tuned, because we are 1 month away. From D-Day. Well, shouldn't call it that. Deadline Day.
Yeah, I don't know if everyone would agree with that terminology.
From Hot Take Summer Deadline Day for Steve, that'll be coming your way in a month.
Yeah. So going back to what we were talking about, Robert and I finding common ground. After he fired the first shot, grazed my chin a bit with that, you know, oafishly long right arm of his. He then asked me about something near and dear to my heart, near and dear to this podcast's heart.
God, I really hope it wasn't like Rad or the Jeep.
No. Okay. It was garages.
Ah,
we do,
yes.
We do talk a lot about garages on this podcast.
Yeah, well, I would argue per capita.
If we talk about it so much, it's one of the tags on the podcast service.
I still think we just update those tags every single week with whatever inane topic we have decided to bring into the fold. Like the fact that we don't have RC cars in our tags is
RC cars.
Us.
Okay, this week it would be Mellow Yellow was discussed. 1990s Tom
just
Cruise.
Tom Cruise or Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder.
Like I want the tag list to the point where our podcast hosting site caps us out. Like they say, you've reached your character
limit.
You've
done 100 of them.
And then we really have to fish through and decide, like,
is
comedy worth it or is dreidel worth it?
Ooh, yeah.
Because, like, I have a feeling then we'd have to have
another
poll.
Gotta keep dreidel in there because that's what gets us into the religion category for the podcast awards.
Yeah, yeah. As we talked about, we're looking to dabble. We missed those this year. Got a few emails from angry.
Did we?
I forget what his name. Well, I mean, that was all. It was July was the nominating and voting period.
Just missed it.
Just short. And a couple follow-up emails from angry guy.
Yeah.
I think it was Angry Tom. Very terse.
Yeah.
Got another offer to buy one of those overpriced trophies for being nominated a year ago, though. Politely.
And didn't we nominate us?
I politely trashed that email with no reply.
But we digress.
So you talking garages.
Talking garages
and
with
I
Robert.
Think I know why.
Yeah.
He Is said it to me. Because both of you guys got the fancy flooring.
Got the fancy flooring done. He said, how are you liking that garage floor? I said, you know, Robert, I love that garage floor.
Yeah. He doesn't even realize he's one. He's the only one of you two idiots who paid for it, though.
That's true.
I don't think he paid for it either. I think it was a...
Yeah, he said something about like...
It was a make good on yeah. a... He bought the house new and the garage floor already started having like chips in it. So,
yeah.
I mean, granted, his took 3 years to come to fruition mm-hmm. from when it was supposed to.
Yeah.
But either way, you guys are both enjoying...
The fruits of our labor.
Exactly. The hard, hard, as you put it, in the trenches work.
In the trenches. Whoa, bullets flying.
Oh my God, was that a spring from a microphone arm?
Those are the real things that we're worried about here.
Listen, you may have jumped off helicopters in Vietnam to fight the VC.
Uh-huh.
You haven't heard a whistle when there's been 5 seconds of dead air. Okay? It's loud.
Yeah. And the worst part about it is, if you factor in the delay, it's actually been 20 seconds of dead air.
And that is soul damaging, soul crushing defeat
yeah.
is what that is.
So yeah, Robert and I found some common ground. It was great. We left on, as far as I'm concerned, we're on good terms right now.
Wow.
Good terms.
A true upset and maybe, just maybe, an early start to a happy solstice season to come. I mean, if there's ever a sign of, you know, nature healing itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's this coming together.
Yeah.
Especially mere weeks after Chris was sitting right next to me, my Upper Peninsula Chris, and took some pot shots at Robert himself anyway.
Boy. Hey. Hey.
You don't do that.
Not okay. Not to my friend Robert.
You know, we talked about Robert, and this is just very brief, but I think it's a, I really want to whet the appetite because this is something that I will not allow to fall through in the coming year, Steve.
Okay.
And apologies for delaying. We are going to get a friend of the show, Tony, on here in a few moments. But speaking of brothers,
mm-hmm.
this is kind of not, it's not even being worked on because we still don't know if anything is going to happen officially. So I want to ask you, Steve, what do you think, if you had to place a percentage chance on this all coming to fruition and it working out,
mm-hmm.
where would you place the chances of me, my wife, you, your wife, and brother Mike and his wife going to a kind of a city in the middle of us, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometime in the year 2022
mm-hmm.
to catch a show by the one and only founder of New Jersey himself. The Garden State King, yeah. Bruce Springsteen.
I mean, depending on the day, as long as we can get a day that works out for everybody.
I mean, it's going to be, there's no way we won't be able to find a weekend show.
I think it's highly likely. I'm going to give it at least 70%.
Because
it's pretty good, right?
I don't mean to be morbid. I think he is going to, he will be after next June. He will be the last artist on my bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what you and I have mentioned, said this for a few years now, not on the podcast. We just don't know how many more could there be? You don't know. He's 70.
Yeah. He's 70 years old. It seems as though, cause obviously he doesn't need the money. It seems like maybe he's just touring. And you heard about this with Bob Seger.
Yes.
Where he did not need to tour anymore, yeah. but he did it for the band because some of them, I mean, obviously the,
you know, the bassist in the Silver Bullet Band probably wasn't pulling in what Bob Seger was pulling in.
Right. The residuals off of, again, probably the third or fourth bass player who wasn't a part of the Silver Bullet Band in the 70s when they made, when they sold millions of records.
Yeah.
He's probably not as well off as Bob.
Probably made a decent living, but
yeah.
So, I mean, I would say I would give it at least a 70%.
That's exciting. See, that's
I think it would be great to see him, because me, you, and my brother were texting about it.
Yeah.
Talking about, like, possible, like, oh, if he's in Detroit or in Chicago, because I've seen him at Wrigley Field, and that was an awesome, awesome atmosphere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully something happens with that. That would be great. Maybe we could, and now I know we've talked about this before, but, you know, say we're going to be driving there. We bring some microphones along in the car. Record a roadcast.
Tell the old ladies to keep it down.
Tell the hens to quit clucking.
The men are content creating.
Maybe we rent a van.
Yeah. For the four of us?
Yeah. Have Annette or Katie drive. We sit
in the
back.
Need my focus. Yeah, no question. No question. Mm-hmm. We pack a few rechargeable batteries. We know this.
Yeah.
The new mixer has a 2-hour battery life. So, as a side note, now if we ever have a power outage reminiscent of 2 or 3 years ago now in this very basement, we won't lose everything.
Oh, God. Still pissed about that.
But okay. This fills me with joy because...
it's going to happen.
A Steve, Mike, Kyle family vacation sounds outstanding, especially for me to go to my first ever Bruce show, being a huge Bruce fan for as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Man. That gives me a little, like, arm hair raised, tingly, because it's different. I mean, if it's me and Katie, sure, she understands how excited I would be, right? Yeah. But there's something else to be able to go with a couple guys who have seen him countless times, right? And kind of know what to expect. And, hey, you know, one, it's a long show. Two, you know, he does this. It's kind of intermission. That's, it's a nice mix. Okay.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
I'm looking forward to it.
Stay tuned.
Hope it happens.
2022. Yeah, and
I hope it's somewhere. I hope it's an outdoor show.
Yeah.
Obviously, nice weather.
Well, yeah.
You know, give me a summer night or a early fall night. That would be great.
I mean, we have we've long had made plans to go to many bustling cities, from Hartford City to Van Wert. Where's the newest one we were going to go see the RBH Presidential Museum?
Oh, somewhere in Indiana,
Fremont, Ohio. I don't know why I remember that. You don't think there's a chance he'll swing through the
Fremont,
Van Wert, Hartford City pipeline, do you? And we could really...
I don't know. Anyone who's anyone goes through that triangle.
Well, a lot of people, you know, call it the Indiana-Ohio corridor. And that's where all the big up-and-comers have to go through to pay your dues.
I mean, Bruce is an avid garage door fanatic.
Yep.
Going to stop by and see the home of the boyhood home of the inventor of the garage door opener.
A lot of people say that you have to pay your dues, you know, and a lot of those pictures on the wall at that, what is that? What was that dump called? We visited in Convoy.
What was it called?
Whatever. The joke would have been a lot funnier if I knew the name off the top of my head, right?
I can still picture the place. Still smell the place.
Many up-and-comers crooned away at the very spot you and I sat at. So, yeah, stay tuned for Steve, Kyle, Mike 2022, the podcast tour.
Yeah.
We will not be notifying people. Well,
yeah, we will.
Come along. We'll you want to buy a ticket to Springsteen and join us?
Yeah.
Two-section distance limit.
We will be happy to meet up. One picture maximum.
I have a feeling, though, that... I don't have a feeling. I know for a fact your wife is probably identical to my wife in terms of how she would feel about that. Probably not very joyful. But go ahead. Come to the Bruce Show. Stay two sections away, minimum. And... send us a DM on Twitter, and if we reply, that means okay. We'll take one photo with you.
Yeah.
If we don't, that means leave us alone.
Yeah.
You are always welcome to buy us a drink, though.
Absolutely.
At a show.
Got to buy my brother one too. Yeah, so there's it's a look. Threefer. You're 25 bucks in right
it's
there.
It's a minimum. It's a threefer. It's a threefer. But speaking of goings on, Steve, and adventures with the Steve and Kyle podcast, there was one I could not make. We neglected to talk about this because we got sidetracked with very important items less than a week ago, recording this podcast. So we need to recap your experience with our friend and the only talented musician that we know associated with this podcast, Tony Rodabaugh.
Yeah.
Because if there's one thing Tony knows, it's the audio medium.
He's excellent.
And if there's one thing that dumb piece of shite doesn't know.
How's that feel, Dan?
You know, I don't know why I do that. I just talk about the coming together early before the solstice season even started. And then I sit here and poor shite. I lash out, Dan, and I'm sorry. I'm sure you're good at what you do. Yeah. I just feel like I could push a few buttons on my Adobe Audition 1.5 and get a very similar result. But that's neither here nor there. So I wanted to talk to our friend Tony here, Steve.
Yeah.
Because he went with you.
He did.
To the, what is this anniversary called?
It's the 35th.
What is that? Does that have a name?
The...
More importantly, should it have a name?
Absolutely,
because
because 50th is the golden anniversary.
Yeah. So what is the choral anniversary?
Choral.
I was thinking more something along the lines of, the centennial, the bicentennial, not the
choral. All right. So do you want to get Tony on?
Yeah,
so
let's talk to Tony because he went with you to the showing of Rad.
Hello.
Hello, Tony. How are you, sir? It's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. Who is this Steve and Kyle podcast that I'm speaking with?
It's your goddamn heroes,
besides
Tony.
Steve and Kyle.
It's the two guys who propelled propelled you into a hobby of financial loss and ruin. And
I decided that I wanted to pay that back as well, prepay that back too. You know, I made you guys spend $14 on some drinks that you really enjoyed, from what I recall.
Yeah, Tony. For anybody who hasn't listened yet, go seek it out. We'll go back and we'll retweet that episode again, Steve, on our Twitter and our Facebook page. There is a better podcast. We appeared on that. I think you released that episode 2 weeks ago now, Tony. And yeah, part of the deal was you had I still have to yell at you because you sent us this Excel document or Word document with the most planning I've ever heard. The government hasn't planned as much. The government hasn't planned as much for a war as you do for your weekly recording of this podcast. So I fill it out and you tell us to, put our name on a segment and then what we want to talk about. So I fill it out and say, Steve and Kyle, and we're not going to do any of your goddamn prep work because that's your job.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair.
I think it was actually an F word that was used.
Oh,
there,
my apologies.
Perhaps.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
But then part of the deal, and it's a really cool concept. I don't want my meandering and my anger to outweigh what it actually was. It's a really cool concept.
What, prepping?
Better, No, that sounds like torture, Steve. There is a better blank. And so you do there is a better beverage where you guys try a different alcoholic beverage every episode, which is a really cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
So you had the one listed and you asked if we wanted to partake. And so there I was searching through 2 to 3 grocery stores to try to find it. Finally found it warm. So we threw it in Steve's deep freezer to chill it very quickly. And I'm not going to, not like we have a sponsorship, but I'm not going to name the company's name.
Great story, Kyle. Is there an ending to this?
Yeah, it was the worst effing drink I've ever tasted, Tony.
Well, you see, that's what we're here to educate people on. Listeners get a chance to enjoy the drink vicariously through us, and we try and be very impartial judges, I guess, to whatever beverage that we're about to enjoy. And we're not sponsored by anything, so if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And we tagged them anyway, and then we put all your praise. Forget nothing, but just great, wonderful, high compliments to that beverage.
I'm guessing they DM'd you with an offer for some free merch after that glowing review.
Well, it was somebody who was selling necklaces on the side of the road, but that's not important right now.
But anyway, we digress. We have to get to the task at hand here, Tony. We need to talk about... go ahead.
Yes. Go ahead. No, I was going to say, before we get to that, I have to ask, whoever owns an iPhone, raise your hand.
I do.
Okay, I can't see who's raising hand, but I know Steve does. Yeah. Kyle, do you have an iPhone?
No, I'm flipping you the middle finger, okay. Though.
All right. Well, so have you ever used the... Okay, so Steve, you know, it has the little measuring tool on the iPhone. Have you ever used the measuring tool to measure your boy part?
No, I haven't.
Asking for a friend.
No way.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's talk about Red.
All right, fair enough. So let's get now the important thing that we need to talk about. The reason that we're talking to you is to recap our... I mean, I guess you could say our mandate from a couple weeks ago. We met up.
Well, I didn't really feel it was mandatory.
Oh boy!
Oh my God! I don't know why anybody would listen to
pulling out the high class joke tonight, guys.
You're not really selling
or
that
today,
podcast.
Or whatever time your listeners are hearing this.
But yeah, so Tony,
humorist.
I was not able to make it. You were happy to oblige. And I don't know where the area you live in, Tony, but you met up with Steve in the middle of Michigan to go to the 35th anniversary showing of 1986 BMX film Rad in a movie theater. Now, were you a fan of Rad beforehand?
Yeah. To be honest, I was a huge fan of Rad the moment I heard you both talking about it on the Steve and Kyle podcast.
So you had never heard of it?
Probably
never heard of it before
that.
Yeah.
No, I'd never heard of it before that. I thought I would take a shot in the dark and go check it out, see what it was all about. But no, I'd never heard of it until then.
So I got to the movie theater, which is located in, I think, the biggest mall that exists. Because I was in the parking lot driving around, and now normally it's pretty easy to find the movie theater at the mall. You just look for the sign that says movie theater, or it's got the marquee out front with the movies that are playing. I couldn't find it anywhere, so I was like, screw it. I'll just park here and walk the mall and find it. So I parked my car. I walk into the mall, and I walked for about 10 minutes through an open mall. Like, this is a mall that is... still in business, and I think
somehow it's still managed to keep themselves in business. And
I think
it's probably due to the fact that there are mall walkers looking for the theater, and they just happen to pass a bunch of shops along the way and say, oh, well, I got time.
Well, I think I passed four people in the 10 minutes I was walking through the mall. Finally got to the movie theater.
That's
Tony pops
the whole population of Lansing.
Yeah. Got to the theater. Yeah. Tony popped his head out. We went into the theater, and, I quickly realized that I had inadvertently bought a ticket in the handicapped row.
Oh, God.
But I think you know how when you look up, like, on the little seating chart,
mm-hmm.
there's two seats and then, like, an open
gap.
Two spaces,
yeah.
Two seats. So I was in one of the open seats, which on the seating chart online was not marked as a handicapped seat. Yet when you get there, it has the little handicap thing embroidered on it. So I thought, oh, boy.
Now, but let's be fair here. Not only is it physical, but it's mental as well. And I think that was both. I think that was perfectly suited.
Sure.
For its occupants. Yeah.
Well, it didn't stop me.
Yeah.
Because I sat down in the seat.
That was what I'm saying. It was perfectly suited for you.
Tony made his way back to his cheap seats, but after a few minutes, he was like, "Screw it, I'm going." So he ended up sitting up right next to me, and then the movie started, and it was a glorious moment. Everything that I remember and more. I was quoting parts. We talked about the bicycle boogie scene.
Oh God,
where
yes.
Crew Jones and Christian boogie on the dance floor. You know, the dance that takes place before the night before the big BMX race, because that's what happens in small town America.
Yep.
I think that a couple of times I looked over and Tony was wiping away a tear from his eye because It was just a magical moment.
Very emotional, was it?
It was very emotional.
It was magical, and it was magical because I just forgot her name. What's the
Lori Loughlin,
the female? Yeah. Lori Loughlin, thank you. That she has not changed since that movie until even up to today. She looks exactly the same. And thank God for plastic surgery. It is a thing of beauty.
She looks weird. Yeah. I mean, that was
actually, I'm sorry. I mean that's natural beauty. Yep, that's what I'm
going to
say.
So yeah, the movie took place. People cheered at various points throughout it.
That cannot be true.
That is absolutely
there,
true.
You're telling me there were crowd cheers?
There were.
Like an Avengers movie for the 1986 BMX.
Yeah, why is it okay for an Avengers
I mean,
movie?
I would argue they're of different scope. And I don't think I would be out of line suggesting as much.
Well.
Because one is from the 80s was noted as a commercial disaster. And the closest to a commercial disaster,
35th anniversary.
I'll clarify one thing. The reason that there was clapping and applauding was that when Steve walked in, they did not expect a second person
right.
next to Steve. And that's exactly what they got, was not the second person known as Kyle. So that's why they applauded. Steve didn't want to tell you that. He didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Right.
But
right.
I filled in the fat, bald guy role just as well.
Tell me a little bit about the crowd then, because I'd been making jokes about that for a couple of weeks because, you know, theaters are decent, a couple hundred people.
The crowd was legit.
Yeah, the crowd was legit. They were fans there wearing BMX t-shirts, wearing Rad t-shirts. I don't know if they made them themselves or if they bought them on that.
Well,
Amazon,
I mean, look,
whatever,
in the true,
yeah, I mean, they were legit.
In the true spirit of the movie, you have to make them yourself. I mean, Tony knows because that's a pivotal point in the movie.
Yeah, it is a pivotal point in the movie.
When,
right, exactly.
When Crew and the rest of the Rad Racing team decide that in order to race at Hell Track, they have to sell like 50,000 t-shirts in the next day or so. But yeah, it was, I don't think it was sold out, but it was probably pretty close to it.
That's a shocker to me.
I would say 80%, probably 80% of a 200 seat theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good assessment. About 80%.
So Tony, I want to ask you then, because this is exciting for me. You went in blind then without knowing much about or much at all about outside of what Steve and I had talked about the movie Rad. So
well,
it was a very first
time. I had my glasses on, so I wasn't completely blind, but yes, I was coming in for the first time. It
right.
Was, I had no knowledge about the movie whatsoever, other than that it had something to do with three little letters of Rad, and I was waiting the entire time with bated breath on pins and needles to know why did they call it Rad? And then when they announced the guy as Crew, I'm like, oh well, then maybe there's some sort of three letter naming convention that happens to change his name to Rad, and I thought maybe that's what was going to happen, or maybe he was. Crew Radley or something, but then when I saw the Mickey shirts, I thought, okay, well, I guess that makes sense why it's called Rad, but it was Rad Racing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah,
Rad Racing was the name of it.
So,
yeah, so I'm surprised that Nintendo didn't come up with something upon that for Rad Racer or Rad Racing, the BMX follow-up.
I'm a little surprised there wasn't...
Not BMX, but...
Yeah, I'm a little surprised there wasn't a copyright infringement case in that instance. But
yeah, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, we know Bill Allen, very litigious. but so as a very first timer, though, Tony, what were your genuine thoughts on the movie Rad? Did it hit your nostalgia right in the feels, or was it kind of corny, over the top, eye rolling?
Considering that they blew their entire budget on the song.
Send me an angel.
Send me an angel. Yeah. The rest of the movie was not a surprise, but it was just as it was everything I hoped it could have been, and a little bit more. I was really waiting for Lady in Red to come out, though, another song on the soundtrack. That would have been nice too, but you know that's okay. But honestly, I had Steve next to me and. Stevie in Red is sitting with me.
Was there? There were other rad racing t-shirts there.
Like, there were plenty.
You know what? This one's on me. I very clearly underestimated
you did.
The reach of this 35-year-old BMX movie that was described on Wikipedia as a commercial failure. And that's on me. I can only apologize to Bill, Lori, the crew, and to you, Steve, for slighting this very, very classic, apparently, BMX movie. As everybody knows, you only get your 35-year and 6-month anniversary once.
Just promise me that you'll be there for this 37-year and 6-month anniversary.
Listen, if they show this thing again in 2 years in a movie theater, I will go as long as it's not an hour and 20-minute drive.
Now, the best part about it was after we got out of the movie, of course, the mall that I had spent an hour and a half walking through was now closed. So I had to go out the closest exit, which put me nowhere near my vehicle. But Tony was nice enough to drive me all the way around to the other side of the mall.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Moviegoer, Uber driver, Tony because, does it all.
Well, if I had to walk to my car, I'd probably still be walking.
I figure I needed to make up for that $14 that you spent on the New Holland sauce that we all drank together.
Yeah.
So that was my way to repay the show. Right.
So, Tony.
SKPC has now been fully repaid.
So the one final question then. Was it worth it? Was it worth it to you to go see Rad?
Yeah.
Oh boy, that was a real
back for a 40-year anniversary. I might opt out of that one, but if they come up with a 41-year anniversary, you're back in.
Yeah.
I'm back in.
Boy, the answer, considering that the
audience was also made up primarily of people our age, you know that reach was also a legitimate reach too, because these kids saw it on VHS and they now had the opportunity to see it on the big screen because they weren't old enough to go to the movie theater because mom and dad probably, you know, didn't want to spend a bunch of money on some crazy kids on bikes at the movie theater.
Yeah,
a bad crowd to be hanging with those BMXers. So they rented it on video in the safety of their own home. And finally, the 40 to 45-year-olds came out in droves, even brought their kids to see this cinematic masterpiece of bikatorium.
Well, Tony, we appreciate your recap. I appreciate you meeting up with me, or else I would have been the loser sitting in the handicap row by myself.
That's right, walking with a limp to make it seem legitimate.
Semper Fi.
All right, man. Well, good talking to you. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Tony.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Have fun and all that good stuff.
Thank you, buddy. it was a lot of fun. You definitely missed out.
I'm still okay with my decision. I mean, overall, I don't have that nostalgia. So for me, that would probably be like maybe Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go see that though. I really don't.
Yeah.
I went, this was probably 3 or 4 years ago. I went and saw Jurassic Park.
Like the original.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They showed that in theaters and I thought that would be neat. I was a little too, I was 7 years old, so I didn't see that in theaters when it came out. So that was neat. So I get it. I just did not assume, and again, wrongfully, that a movie with the commercial success of Rad would have justified a 35th anniversary show.
Can you go over again what the dollars and cents were on the movie Rad?
Yeah, let me pull this up because I appreciate Tony mentioning all of kind of the age range of that.
Yeah.
And very important for me to not forget the idea that at that point, that's a lot of teenagers who are like, oh, wow, if I can BMX like that, I'll be able to, you know, have sex with someone like Lori Loughlin, right? Like, obviously,
right.
That's the way it goes.
Right.
You get a girlfriend of that caliber once you do tricks on Hell Track, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Hell Track is not for the faint of heart.
Obviously not. So, Steve, on the movie Rad, the budget is reported to be $3 million. Its total box office haul was $2 million.
What did Bill Allen make
in 2013, The Guardian found that it had the largest discrepancy between critical and audience response.
Really?
In the Rotten Tomatoes database.
So the critical, obviously, would be movie reviewers. So yeah. Movie reviewers, no doubt, thought it was garbage, but yes. The audience loved it.
Yeah, so this was very early on before Rotten Tomatoes, I believe, started gathering older movie reviews from websites. So it only had 5 reviews and it was at 0%.
Ugh.
So it was shooting the old goose egg there.
0%?
It's up to 42% now.
Yes.
Based on 12 critics. So you know what that means? Out of the last 8, like 5 have gone. 5-3 in the last 8.
Hey,
that's a winning streak.
Pretty good, right?
That is an absolute winning streak, Steve. Yeah. So, well, I'm glad it lived up.
I loved it. I had a great time. I was a little beat the next day at work,
right,
but it was
late
well
night.
Worth it. I was actually home. I pulled in my driveway at 9:55.
I mean,
flew home.
Still what? After the time? I mean, obviously Evelyn was asleep. Was Annette waiting for you, waiting to hear your reaction?
She was still awake, yeah.
That was nice of her to ask you all those questions about it. I'm sure she cared deeply about if it lived up to the lore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She hasn't stopped asking about it.
And she's probably in for the 37-year and 3-month anniversary?
Hmm?
You think that's a big yes?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should do like an out. Because they do these for events, and we could do one closer to us. We need to find some of these nostalgia casts, right? The showings that they do. And maybe we can find some common ground.
Yeah.
Maybe have a little listener meetup at a showing of a classic here in the coming months or years. Although I don't really like people and don't like being in a theater with a lot of people. So let's put a plug in that.
Hey, are we, do you want to talk?
I was either going to save that for next week, or we can talk about that now and punt on polls, or we can just do polls and get out of here.
Yeah, let's actually, we'll punt on that because we'll talk about
We can talk about that extensively next
week. Exactly. Because there will probably be more to talk about,
yes,
no doubt.
And I do think next week, I do think we'll open the doors and the gates to the 6th annual, did we figure this out?
I believe it's the 6th.
6th annual Steve and Kyle podcast, non-denominational Cloak and Dagger Winter Solstice Gift Exchange.
Yeah, because it'll be November by the time. By the way, it is Monday, October 25th, 2021, the year of our Lord, the Steve and Kyle podcast. Recording this on a Monday evening, hasn't happened in quite a while.
That's right, and about to wrap it up because that is a Monday.
Yeah. Yes,
so Steve,
it is.
Do we have the lovely Melissa to bring us in so I can go over some polls?
Sure do. Oh, that was so perfect.
That made me laugh so hard and it caught my breath. I almost got dizzy.
Time to see how wrong everyone else is. It's poll recap time. Find the polls at Steve and Kyle on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Oh, God, I knew when I hit that button that there was about an 8% chance that that was the right one.
Maybe I just recut that Melissa Vaughn and put that sounder on the front of it.
Oh,
and that's
no,
our
I,
new intro.
I think it has to be. It has to be.
Going back, not many from a couple of weeks ago. Going back to October 9, though, Steve. Would you assume that trailblazing involves some burning?
Yeah, of course.
81.5% of the audience said yes.
Yeah.
I believe that's when you and I were referring to ourselves as trailblazers.
Of course.
Are RC cars the end of Steve and Annette? This is probably the 4th thing that I've declared will be the thing that makes Annette leave you.
Well, you did see the reaction when, as we talked about earlier.
It was not positive.
No.
71% of the audience, Steve, said, yes, this is going to be the one that does it. Can you confuse Labor Day and Memorial Day?
No.
58% of the audience said yes.
Whoa, really?
Not great.
No, not
Ones
at all.
Thank the unions, ones thank the troops. Figure it out.
There's not much overlap in that Venn diagram.
This is going to be the one that makes you a little upset.
No, boy.
Is there an old Rutherford candy? 51% of the audience said yes. 49% don't get the podcast. What's better, the Rocky Horror Picture Show or Rad?
Rad.
68% of the audience said no.
And I'm assuming the other 32% said what, green?
A solid 31% contingency of yes. Would you like a fan service episode to celebrate 300 where we redo all of our best bits from the past? 79% of the audience said yes. No, that will be coming your way 12 episodes from now.
Yeah.
11 episodes from now, yeah, somewhere around there. Is Tommy Hilfiger the lesser known cousin of Tommy Hilfiger?
I don't remember that at all.
86% of the audience said yes.
Okay.
If we call our RC track Heck Track, will we be sued by Bill Allen? Exactly 50% of the audience 50-50, said yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Is the only name for our RC track the Zach Track?
If this isn't the first 100% poll that we have put up.
Only 81% of the audience, Steve, agrees that it should be called the Zach Track, coming sometime 2022 as we endeavor into our newest money suck of a hobby, RC cars. That's
like
all.
I like referring
polls
to it as a money suck.
Well, we haven't found anything that makes us money. I mean, I guess you did with your Jeep. You just had to hold it for a year.
You just got to hold out. Hold out for the right buyer.
That's
and,
it.
And with that,
the polls
are recapped.
Those preloaded sounders, man.
Oh, God. So perfect.
Special. A special place.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. We don't even have to apologize to Robert.
Oh, were we close?
Still got him for another 8.5 minutes.
Oh, well. Sorry for the short episode.
Not really,
Not
though.
Not really.
Wait until next week. Until you hear...
Yes.
The big news. I cannot wait to announce this.
Big one next week.
This is really big.
Yep. Wait until you hear where we are at, where the podcast is at, coming up next week. Also, curious to hear about Halloween Grinch Steve next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Halloween will have passed.
I think you might be slightly surprised.
As we look towards Christmas Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out to play. I am excited. We'll
A week from now.
Yeah.
The floodgates are open.
Yeah.
The decorations can go up.
Yep. 1 week from today, I will be listening to Christmas music.
Wow.
While I'm dropping my son off at daycare.
Okay. We got our first Christmas card in the mail today.
Nope. Who was it?
My Aunt Rita.
Okay. Tell Aunt Rita no more. That you're no longer family? That's ridiculous.
It is a bit. It is a bit.
Embarrassing. But boy, that knowledge.
Good for her.
You think I could do Christmas cards this year?
Yeah. You guys do Christmas cards?
We have in the past, yeah. Conversation so for another day. It's
so
is simple, yeah.
You just go online, upload a picture.
Pick one of those fancy designs. Yeah, they're all red and gold and plaid and Christmas trees. And boom.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. At Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. See you later.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.